Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Wong Jr. We're coming to coming to you live once again from Harper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Well, on tonight, because we have a lot of new listeners, I'm asking all listeners, as always, for those that faithfully tuned in, please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready, because we're going to go through God's Word again on tonight, and you would need your Word to follow along. So I don't want anyone to take it lightly or for granted that we make up things as we go. That's why you need to have the Word of God in front of you so you can read it for yourself to see what thus said the Lord to his people. I will be delivering God's Word on tonight. I'm so excited that God has given me to share with you, the listeners, on tonight. We always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you would all please pray with me, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty awesome God we serve. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again, giving you glory, honor, and praise once again on tonight for who you are. We bless your name because we know that you are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have allowed us to wake up and see, without hurt, harm, or danger, without receiving bad news through the night. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter how we feel, what we think. We thank you that you have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. We come in the name of Jesus, asking that you forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, and every saved believer, in Jesus' name, forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, in the name of Jesus. We pray now, Lord, and lift up all those that have believed on tonight. Comfort and strengthen each one of them as only you can. Let them feel your peace, your presence, your comforting spirit as they are in the hour of bereavement. Let them remember and know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In Jesus' name we pray. We also come in the name of Jesus, lifting up all those that are all over the land, Heavenly Father, on tonight. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, because we do know that you are still working miracles, signs, and wonders, even on today, and it's all for your glory in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father, that is about to go forth. Use me, Heavenly Father. Help me to decrease so that you may increase in me, that your word will go forth, and that you're going to accomplish everything that you set forth for it to do on tonight over the airways, that you will get the glory. We thank you for your grace and your mercy tonight. We ask now that you will move by your spirit, touch the hearts and minds of those that may be tuned in on tonight that are not saved in Jesus' name. It's our prayer, our hope, and desire that something will be said that will touch their hearts and minds, and they will open their own mouths even on tonight and confess their sins and transgressions. And also they will open their own mouth and ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them on tonight. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Have your way, Heavenly Father, that you will get the glory. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought, and it comes to us saying, because we are in a season, this is tomorrow, it's the birth of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's about his birth. So that's why the next spiritual proof of thought comes to us saying on tonight, Jesus is the true reason for this season. Once again, tonight's spiritual proof of thought, Jesus is the true reason for this season. We're going to go right into our music break because we want to get into this word on tonight. Again, I'm excited about what God is going to do through his word on tonight. We're so grateful to God, our Heavenly Father, for loving us so much, loving you and loving me, mankind, so much that he sacrificed his own son. He would come down from glory in the form of a baby to give his life, shed his own sinless blood on the cross, that you and I would have a right to have an opportunity to be saved in his name. So we're going to go to our music break on tonight, and we're going to come back, and we're going to get right into God's word. But I pray that you have your Bibles. We're going to be using for tonight. Our scriptures are going to be coming from the King James Version of the Bible. And our main scripture is coming from the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse number 14. The message title for tonight is, What Shall We Call Him? Again, tonight's message title is, What Shall We Call Him? Again, main scripture is coming from the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse number 14. Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise you, the Lord. Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. He thought that your life and my life was worth living, so he sacrificed his own life. So that's why we need to go tell it on the mountain, all over the land, that Jesus Christ is born to this sinful world. Jesus Christ came to pay our sin debt with his sinless, righteous, and holy and precious blood on the cross. Aren't you grateful on tonight? I am truly grateful for what Jesus Christ has accomplished on the cross. The finished work on the cross has been accomplished through Jesus Christ. Well, before we go into the message on tonight, I do have one announcement that I would like to make on behalf of my younger sister, Danetta Burney. God is still blessing her and using her for his glory. So she has been blessed to write another children's book. And this book is titled Little's Guard at the Gate. She has different items that have the picture of the Lotus Guard at the Gate on it, but her book, The Lotus Guard at the Gate, is now available at Amazon.com. Also, her children's book, other children's book, is titled The Best of Joy. Both of these children's books are great books for your grandchildren or your great-grandchildren, or if you have nieces or nephews that are 5 years or under or a little bit older. These are great gifts for them. Again, my younger sister, Danetta Burney, God has blessed her to write another children's book, The Lotus Guard at the Gate, and also The Best of Joy. Again, both of these books are now available at Amazon.com. Also, she has T-shirts and pillows that are available. If you want to order this T-shirt right now, you can go to her website. Her website is Danetta, D-A-D as in doll, Danetta, Danetta underscore Burney, B-A-R-N-E-Y, number 43, at yahoo.com. Again, the T-shirts with the Lotus Guard at the Gate with his picture on it are available now through her email. Again, her email is Danetta underscore Burney, number 43, at yahoo.com. And also the book, The Lotus Guard at the Gate, and also The Best of Joy, they are available now at Amazon.com. So right now, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along. I'm excited about the birth of Jesus Christ, birth of our Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. So again, tonight's message title is What Shall We Call Him? Our main scripture once again is coming from the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse number 14. Again, all the scriptures that are going to be given out tonight will be coming from the King James Version of the Bible. And as we get into his word, Isaiah chapter 7, verse number 14 says, Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. As Christians today, we ought to be reflecting on the name of Jesus. On Jesus' name, his name should always encourage us. His name should always keep us encouraged, even, especially during this season, even when we have lost loved ones. We still should be encouraged because of the birth of our Lord and Savior and soon coming King, Jesus Christ. Because we know that during this season of each year, more so than ever this year, due to the fact that so many families are grieving to the empty seats at the dinner table that where they normally have a loved one, but this year, this Christmas, loved ones will not be there physically due to this pandemic and this serious coronavirus. So even through this, our loved ones that have passed from this life in Christ Jesus, we thank God for those of our loved ones that have gone on from this life to glory. We can still thank God that they were born again in Christ Jesus. They gave their life to Jesus Christ while they were yet here in the land of the living, while the blood was still running warm in their veins. But for this reason, we can and we must still rejoice in this, knowing that it is because Jesus came to earth as a baby to pay our sin debt on the cross by the shedding of his sinless and righteous blood. So anyone, any man, any woman, any boy, any girl who accepts him by confessing him out of their own mouth and believing in their own hearts that he is God's son and that he is our Savior and that he died on the cross. And not only did he die, but he rose again with all power in his hand. He shed his own blood on the cross for our sins, your sins and my sins, for the sins of mankind. So we are now, and those of us that are believers in Jesus Christ, we are yet in his presence. And we thank God for those that, again, that have gone on to be with the Lord in glory after they have to breathe their last breath. They are now resting in the arms of Jesus. Jesus Christ, again, when the question was raised, what shall we call him? Emmanuel, God's greatest gift to mankind, Emmanuel. So if by chance you are not yet saved in the name of Jesus, know that there is still hope for you. You too can still be saved in his awesome and most powerful name. Yes, even now, right where you are, you man, you woman, you young man, you young girl, if you know without a doubt that you have not confessed the Lord Jesus Christ, you have not opened up your heart, you have not opened your mouth, and asked him to come into your heart and save you from your sins, you have not asked him to come in and save you and asked him to come into your heart so he can live and reside in your heart and have communion with you, then this is the right time. You can give your life to Christ even now. As you hear my voice, you can open up your mouth and mean it from your heart and give your heart and your life to Jesus Christ. That's right. Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he wants you to know him. Not only that, he wants you to have fellowship with him, and he wants you to have fellowship with him and our Heavenly Father. That's what he wants. That's the desire of God, our Heavenly Father, Most High God, our Creator. God wants to have a relationship with you, a personal relationship with you, one-on-one. So Christmas is not or should not be about the material gifts that we give in exchange with our family and friends. Even though it's good to do that, to exchange gifts with our family members and our friends, but the most greatest gift of all is from God himself, his son, Jesus Christ. Christmas should always be about Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. And if you turn to the book of Matthew chapter 1, verse number 23. Again, Matthew chapter 1, verse number 23. And it says unto us, again, coming from the King James Version of the Bible, verse number 23 reads as follows. It says, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Once again, behold, a virgin, talking about the Virgin Mary, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Why? As we see in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 53, verse number 2, and it reads as follows, Jesus was despised and rejected, yet in his display and pure love, he chose to be pierced in the side for all of our transgressions. He endured our punishment so that we, you and I, mankind, could rejoice in peace, the peace that only comes from God. We should never forget that peace that he still gives to anyone and everyone in whom his favor rests. And we can find that according to the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse number 14. Again, Luke chapter 2, verse 14. And it reads, and it says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Verse number 13. I'm going backwards now, but I wanted to make sure I've read that 14th verse first. But going back to verse number 13 in the book of Isaiah, chapter 2, verse 13, and it says, and so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished, or in other words, were fulfilled, that she, talking about Mary, Jesus' mother, should be delivered. Verse 7, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And then verse number 8 reads, and there were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, in other words, all of a sudden, I'm paraphrasing, and all of a sudden, what the word of God says in the King James Version, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they, talking about the shepherds, were sore afraid. Verse number 10 says, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings, in other words, good news, of the great joy which shall be to all people, not some people, but to all people. Verse number 11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse number 12 says, and this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe, talking about Jesus, Emmanuel. You shall find him wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Verse number 13 says, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, verse number 14 again, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So it's like getting ready to close, because this is a short message on tonight, but it's a powerful message. So as I get ready to close for tonight, we should never forget, you, my sister, you, my brother, we should, as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, we should never forget what we should call him, Jesus Emmanuel, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. For he is, once again, he is the King of Kings, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. We must also never forget, Jesus is God's greatest gift to mankind. Aren't you grateful on tonight? I am so grateful that Jesus came down. He sacrificed his life out of love for God the Father first, and then for you and for me, even in our fallen and our sinful state. Jesus Christ himself is mankind's greatest gift, and he is the reason for the season. So through this, we still should love and appreciate and exchange gifts. So that's what I'm saying. It's not wrong for family members and friends to exchange gifts with one another, but we should also, at the most and at the forefront, always keeping in mind who this season of celebration is all about. It is about Jesus Christ. Why? Remember what the Word of God says in the book of John, chapter 3, 16. For God so loved the world, talking about you and me. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, which brought joy to the world. So what should we call him? We should call him Jesus, just like the Word of God says. He shall be called Jesus. Jesus Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Because that's who he is. Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into this sinful world. Thank you for sacrificing your life on the cross. Thank you for dying for us. Thank you for dying for me, for every saved believer in Jesus' name. Thank you even for those that have not yet confessed you on tonight, those that may be listening on tonight, that have not confessed you as their personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that you even sacrifice your life for them as well, so that when they do make that choice and they do open their own mouth and confess you as their personal Lord and Savior and ask you to forgive them of their sins and transgressions, and they ask you to come into their hearts and save them, Heavenly Father, then they will become our sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. And then you will become their Father, not only their Creator, but you will also become their Father. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for Jesus Christ, your Son, your only begotten, beloved Son, in whom you said you're well pleased with. You are well pleased with what he has done to bring man back to you through the shedding of his blood, through his dying, through his rising, through him going down into hell coming back out of the grave with the victory over death, hell, and the grave with all power in his hands. And now he's now sitting at your right hand making intercessions for the saints of God, even right now as we speak. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for Jesus Christ, the greatest gift to mankind. So we pray that something was said on tonight that would touch your heart and let you remember and know that Jesus Christ is his name, Emmanuel. That's what we should call him. That's who he is. Jesus, God's Son, our Savior. Again, he is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. And guess what? He is now sitting in glory on the, at the right hand of God, the Father. But guess what? He's coming back again. Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, just like he died, just like he ascended into heaven. Guess what? One of these days, just as the disciples was looking at him as he was leaving, and they were gazing up at him when he was leaving earth, going back to glory, he's going to come back again, and he's coming back after his people, his those that have accepted him as their personal Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ, our the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that's who he is. He is God's Son. That's what we should call him. Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. So we thank God for Jesus Christ on tonight. We thank you that he is now sitting at God's right hand, and he is making intercessions for the saints of God. He's making intercessions for you, my sister. He's making intercessions for you, my brother. He's speaking on our behalf for those that are saved in his name. And that's why I love him so much because, again, his word, the word of God says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So that's why we thank God for our Redeemer. Yes, he is our Redeemer. And it's through him that we can be forgiven. And it's through Jesus Christ. If you happen to be listening on tonight and you know that you're not saved, I do pray that you open your mouth and open your heart and confess your sins and give your heart and your life to Jesus Christ. And then you, too, again, will become my sister and my brother in Christ. And then God will become your Father. But until you do that, he is your Creator. He is the Father of those that have accepted Jesus Christ as knowing in our hearts and our mind and through faith that we have accepted Jesus Christ as God's beloved Son. So that's how we become saved, through faith and through knowing that Jesus Christ is God's Son, when we open our mouth and our hearts and ask him to come into our hearts and save us. So that's who he is. That's what we should call him. We should call him what the word of God says who he is. Again, God with us, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, meaning God with us. See, they're one, they're three in one. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, they're all one. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Son, Jesus, your precious gift to the world, your precious gift to mankind. I am so excited to be able to be still here in the land of the living to celebrate the birth of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Again, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. It is his birthday. We should be celebrating the birth of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and thanking God for our greatest gift that we can ever receive. Again, it's all right to receive gifts from loved ones and friends. These are only material things. We're talking about a spiritual gift. Oh, what a precious gift. And thank God that he not only gave us his gift in the person of the person of his Son, but his Son turned around and gave his life for you and for me through the shedding of his blood on the cross, that we can be saved, we can be redeemed, and we can have fellowship with God, and we can be in right standing with God, and we can have a close relationship with him. That's what God wants. That's what Jesus wants. They want a relationship with us one-on-one. Aren't you grateful to be able to have a relationship with God the Father, your heavenly Father? It's one thing to have a relationship with your earthly Father, but it's a total different thing to have a spiritual relationship with your heavenly Father and then to turn around and then have a relationship with his Son, the Son that he said in whom he's well pleased, talking about his Son, Jesus Christ. So that's what it's all about. It's all about Jesus Christ. Again, he is the reason for this season, and not just for this season, but we should be thanking God for Jesus Christ every day. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We should be thanking God for Jesus Christ, our greatest gift, every day. Every day that we wake up and God allow us to wake up and see, we should be thanking God for Jesus Christ. And then we should thank Jesus Christ for his shed blood. We should thank Jesus that the blood of Jesus still works. And guess what? It will never lose its power. I am so grateful that God promised you and me that through Jesus Christ, and once we're in his hands, that nothing and no one can pluck us out. Aren't you grateful? And it's a good thing to know that we're safe in the arms of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and our soon coming King. So again, tonight's message title is, what shall we call him? We should call him what the Word of God calls him, Emmanuel, God with us. Again, God with us. That is so powerful to know that God is with us, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through in this life, even through our trials and our tribulations, know that God is with us. And then he made us another promise. He said that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, he didn't say it wouldn't form, but he said it won't prosper. That is powerful. That is deep. See, only God can make a statement like that. Only God can make a promise like that. See, God is a promise keeper. And I am so grateful that he don't go back on his word. He remembers his word, and he watches over his word to perform it in the lives of his people, in the lives of those that have accepted his son, Jesus Christ, man's greatest gift from God himself, Jesus Christ, his son. So I pray that something has been said on tonight that you have received through this word that will be a blessing to you, that you will be able to share this word with others, your family and your friends, to know that even though we exchange material gifts, which is good and fine, but don't ever forget the greatest gift of all comes from God himself in the presence of his son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. So that's the word for tonight. I pray that you have received this word, and we want to continue to celebrate the birth of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because it's all about him. It's not about you. It's not about me. Some people may have been born on the day that Jesus was born, as what man celebrates as the 25th of December, as the date of the birth of Jesus Christ. You may have been born on that day, but as we want to say, if you were, happy birthday to you too. But it's really all about Jesus Christ. So we must never forget that, no matter what the enemy tried to throw our way, because he will always try to throw something our way to get our minds off of Jesus Christ. He wants you to forget. He wants me to forget through the celebrating, being around family and friends, and receiving and exchanging gifts. See, that can be a trick of the enemy, that we can get so excited about receiving gifts from one another that we forget about the greatest gift of all that comes from God, Jesus Christ. So that's what it's all about. Keep Jesus at the forefront. Even as you celebrate, even though we know that we cannot celebrate this Christmas like we have done in the past due to the coronavirus. But some people, I've been watching the CNN news, and some people, they're just going to do whatever they want to do anyway. So many people in the millions have been traveling through the airways on planes. Did you hear about the young man that died on the plane due to coronavirus? He had the virus and died on the plane. So people are still not heeding to the word that comes from our government officials regarding traveling, and they're still traveling by the millions, going traveling all over the world, trying to be with their families and friends to celebrate Christmas. But we must remember that God gave us common sense, and we must use that common sense, even in this time of pandemic, while we're experimenting and going through this coronavirus. That's why God touches and blesses scientists and doctors that can help us and guide us and show us the right way. But some people refuse to do what's right, and so we have to pray for them. So even though they have gone on planes and however else we are traveling, to celebrate Christmas with their family and friends, but then they have to turn around and come back on the planes and come back home. So we must continue to be careful. We must continue to heed to what the scientists and the doctors are saying to us. Continue to stay our distance from one another. Continue to wear our masks. Continue to sanitize our hands and everything around us. Because, again, God gave us all common sense. But common sense is not too common anymore. And that's sad. That's a sad report. But through it all, we still want to remember, even though we cannot be around our families and loved ones like we normally be due to the virus, we still want to keep at the forefront who this season is all about. It's about the birth of our Lord and Savior, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, the birth of Jesus Christ, God's Son. So I pray that you was blessed by this word on tonight. Continue to give God praise. Continue to give him glory and honor, because he is truly worthy to be praised. Even in this time of pandemic, while we're going through this, God is still worthy to be praised. And we thank God that there is none like him in all the earth. We thank you that Jesus Christ, we thank God that Jesus Christ, again, he paid our sin debt on the cross through the shedding of his sinless blood. He went down into the pits of hell. He came out of hell with the victory, with the keys of death, hell, and the grave in his hands. And he's now sitting at the right hand of God, making intercession for you and for me, even on tonight, even on this Christmas Eve. Jesus Christ is still sitting at the right hand of God, making intercession for you and I on tonight. That's a powerful, awesome Savior. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for his birth. What a mighty God we serve. So I pray that you were blessed by this word. Continue to encourage one another in God's word. Continue to lift each other up in prayer, because it is still true that the prayers of the righteous still avail as much. So we pray that you have a blessed Christmas. We pray that you, however, if you are able to, even wearing your mask, if you do a drive-by with your family and friends, and be able to just see each other and wave at each other, if that's what you do on tomorrow, still keeping in the forefront of your mind that it's all about Jesus. It's all about the birth of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Continue to be safe. Continue to lift each other up in prayer. Continue to encourage one another in God's word, because so many people during this time of the year, this season, so many people are lonely. So many people are depressed. So many people are committing suicide because they feel like they're all alone. But we are never alone when we are in Christ Jesus. So that's why we should be thankful for his birth. We should be thankful for his death, his resurrection. He came back again from the dead, just like he said he would. Thank God for Jesus Christ. So as we get ready to close out for tonight, we're going to close out with our closing song on tonight. I give you praise, because even in the midst of this pandemic, even in the midst of all we experiencing this serious virus that's taking so many people out by the thousands, by the hundreds of thousands all over the world, we just thank God for Jesus Christ. We thank God for giving us, you and me, his greatest gift in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. So on tonight, as we get ready to close out, again, this is a short message, but I pray that something was said, that you will be able to receive this word on tonight and share this word with others, and we still rejoice in knowing that Jesus is the reason for this season. Please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your greatest gift to mankind in the person of your Son, your only begotten beloved Son, in whom you said you're well pleased. And his name is Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus, for sacrificing your life for mankind, for me, for anyone and everyone that have already accepted you as their personal Lord and Savior in their hearts. And even for those that are still scripturally blind, but you're going to touch them, Heavenly Father, through your word. As we, your vessels, continue to stand on your word and declare your word, someone else is going to accept you, Jesus, in their hearts by opening their mouth, confessing their sins and asking you to come into their hearts and save them. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for even our new sisters and brothers in Christ that are yet to accept you in their hearts. We are thanking you for them even now in advance, that many are going to be saved in Jesus' name. And once they're saved, they will be our sisters and brothers in Christ. And then God, our Heavenly Father, will be their Father as well, not only their Creator. So we just thank you. We love you. We bless your name, Jesus. We thank you that your blood was not sacrificed in vain. We thank you that the blood of Jesus still works, and it would never lose its power. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that your Son, Jesus Christ, is now sitting at your right hand, making intercessions for the saints of God all over the land. We thank you for your grace, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace. We continue to lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. We lift up the family of Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon, his entire family, Heavenly Father. He passed away the other day from the coronavirus. And not only his family, but any and all families that have lost loved ones due to the virus, and any and all that have lost loved ones for whatever reason, we ask that you will continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Let them feel your peace and your joy, especially at this time of year, in this season, the season of Christmas, that you will continue to be with them like never before. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your joy. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. Let them know that you are their strength. We also continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders, even on tonight, for your glory, in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we continue to lift up all those that are spiritually blind, that you would send your word their way through your vessels, that they would speak a word into their lives, that they would hear your word, they would be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them. They will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill their own individual God purpose in the earth. For your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we thank you also, Heavenly Father, for every listener that faithfully tunes into this ministry, even for the new listener. Continue to bless them. Bless them all, Heavenly Father, and grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We love you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for loving us first and in spite of ourselves. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. All the people of God that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said, amen. Well, again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Please tune in this coming Saturday night. You want to tune in? Pastor Norman King, my first cousin, will be delivering God's word once again on this coming Saturday, December the 26th at 8 o'clock p.m. You want to tune in and hear what God is going to say through him on this coming Saturday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Spread the word so others can tune in to be blessed through this awesome man of God as God used him once again to share his word on this coming Saturday night. Again, Pastor Norman King, pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. So once again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night. Joy.
control of thee. Come on, oh, holy Lamb.
Oh, precious Lamb.
So much I owe.